The truth is, this was his initiative, this was his idea, Statistica Lamentis, and of course a special thanks to each and every one of you for coming out during your busy days and joining us for some Divrei Torah, and of course for a wonderful social get-together and some nice food in a beautiful place, and not too far from the White Shore, Baruch Hashem. So thank you all so much for coming out this afternoon. I certainly want to acknowledge the Rabbi and Rebbetzin Emeritus, Rabbi Pelkovich Shlita and Eschosh Meish Eschayo, for joining us today. And make special mention of Rabbi Shai Schechter, former Rav at the White Shul, for joining us as well. It's a very special Zachos. It's always great to see him once again. And Yad Hashem will be Zochet to get together for these events many, many more times for many happy and healthy years up ahead. Beis Hashem Yisbarach. So the topic for the Lunch and Learns, current events. Current events through the eyes of Chazal. Well, let me share with you the following. A person by the name of David was walking along the street one day in Farakway, and he sees his friend Steve, and he bumps into Steve on the sidewalk, and he says, "Steve, you look downcast, you look all despondent, tell me what's going on." He says, "It's terrible, my shalom bayis isn't going well, my children are not behaving, my health is failing, things are just not so great, the business is tough." He says, "What should I do?" He says, "I want you to go to this and this Makubal, to this Kabbalist, and he'll give you good advice." So he gives him an address, he gives him a phone number, and he sees the same Steve 2 weeks later. And Steve is driving by in a brand new car, brand new Lexus, the latest model. And he's got the wide grin, a huge smile, and he's flying high. And he bumps into Steve and he says, "Steve," 2 weeks later, he says, "you're a changed person. Tell me what's going on." He says, "I'm getting along great with my wife and the business is booming. And my children are behaving, their poor guts, everything is great. Life is so different now." He says, "Tell me what you do." He says, "I went to the Makubal, like you said." He says, "And what did the Makubal tell you to do?" He said, "I want you to go home and take out a Chumash and open up to the first page, and that'll be a simim and a shemayim, a sign from God, what you're supposed to do." He says, "So what'd you open up to?" He says, "Chapter 11. So we filed for bankruptcy and everything changed. We know that if you're looking for solutions, for answers in life, where do you go? And you go to the Torah HaKadosha. The Ramban writes in his Hakdama, his introduction to his Perush on the Torah, that every single thing that ever happened or ever will happen is somewhere subtly alluded to on the hallowed sacred pages of the Torah HaKadosha. And the Zohar and Parshas Truma mentions it as well, as does the Vilna Gaon in chapter 5 of his commentary at Tzafon and Tzeusah. Every person who ever lived, every individual that ever will, go ahead and be alive on planet Earth, every event that ever transpired, that ever will transpire somewhere down the road, even to the inclusion of every movement of every blade of grass, everything is hinted to in the Torah. So anytime we want to understand current events, we want to get a clearer picture, a more lucid understanding of what's taking place in front of our own eyes, where do we go? We open up the Torah and we have a look. So we have in Sefer Daniel, and Perek Zion, Pasuk Zion, the Novi talks about, makes Ramazim allusions to the Malchios, to the kingdoms that will subjugate the Jewish people throughout the course of our history. And you have, of course, Golas Mitzrayim, and Golas Bavel, and Golas Parasamadai, and Golas Yavon. And then closing, of course, with Golas Edom, Romi. And yet, there is no mention of Yishmael. They don't mention Golas Yishmael. Even though they don't mention Golas Yishmael, the Pirkei d'Elazar, authored by the Tana, Elazar ben Hyrcanus, and Perek Chaf Aleph, he makes mention, as does Rav Sadia Gaon, and the Ibn Ezra and others, Targum Yerushim and Uziel, Targum Yishami, Parshas Lech Lecha, many different sources that say that the last Malchus that will go ahead and subjugate the Jewish people will be Malchus Yishmael. The Arab world will go ahead and cause us affliction, pain, and suffering by the end of days in the Tkufa we know as Ikvasel Demashiach. The Marsha mentions in above Abasha Dafayin Gimel and Rav Chaim Mital and Eitz Adas Tov, his Sefer, encompassing many areas of the Torah, when he talks about Tehillim, Kapitel Kuch Chavdalet, he writes that the worst of all, the Golios, will be Golos Yishmael. It'll be at the end of days, and it will be the harshest, the most severe. And clearly we see what it's doing to us. We open up our eyes, we listen to the radio, we read the newspapers, and we see that clearly the events occupying the spotlight, and nowadays it has been for the last number of years, as the battle of Yishmael versus the rest of the world, and especially targeting Eretz Yisrael and the Jewish people. And now it's taken on a whole new level, random terrorist attacks, Rahmanul Itzlan. And what we see now is that even though things are so blatant, so glaring, that they're initiating the attacks, that it's terrorist activity, and we have to go ahead and read a New York Times and watch a CNN and see that the media seems to be siding with Yishmael, seems to always be portraying things in a positive light on behalf of the Arab world and always in a negative light vis-a-vis the Jewish world. What's going on here? If Yishmael wants to behave in such an abusive, such a despicable fashion, but to have the world's media take their side, it's a plea atzuma. What's going on here? The nations of the world, the media outlets, from media and print, from the internet, social media, people seem to be championing the cause of the Arab world, even though it's clear to the naked eye who is the perpetrator and who is the victim. So what's going on here? Everything must have a remez in the pages of the Torah. Now, turning back to Parshas Lech Lecha, and we find in the Parsha, Perkidala Posik Yudbeis, that the Navi, the Malach, tells Hagar, your son will be a Pera Adam. Explains Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, the Maral Diskin, in his Perish Al Torah. In English, we always have the modifying adjective preceding the following noun. We always say a big table, a hot bowl of soup. The modifying adjectives always precede the succeeding nouns. In Lashon HaKodesh, it's been hapuchu, it's exactly the opposite. We always start with the noun and it's followed by the modifying adjective. You'll say it'll be marak cham, it'll be hot soup. You start with the soup and then you follow it up with the adjective. So if we're describing in Lashon HaKodesh on the sacred pages of the Torah, the definition of this child that's going to be born to Hagar, it should be what? He will be an Adam who's a Perah. He's an Adam, he's a human being, but he's Perah. He is a wild animal, as the Ramban, the Sforno, would have first explained. A Chamar Amar, like the donkey of the wilderness, Hefker. But yet it doesn't say he's an Adam Perah. He is a Perah Adam. First and foremost, he's going to act in a wild, despicable, abhorrent fashion. And only then does he have the facade of a human being. But he's first and foremost a Perah. Adds the Chavetz Chaim, Rav Eliach and Pnina Mishuchan Gavoa cites the Chavetz Chaim, who he a Peralda means that no matter what, he will be a Peralda. He can be a doctor, he can be a lawyer, it doesn't matter what he is, somehow ingrained in his DNA is this aspect of being a Peralda. He is here to destroy the Jewish people, to attack the Jewish people, as the Sforno adds, to even rob the Jews of their identity. Not simply fighting us like a Sone, as Rabbeinu Bachai points out, who says, I want to go to war against you, but he is an oyev. He wants to inflict pain and he wants you to scream, oyev, avoy, writes Rabbeinu Bachai. Oyev, an enemy, the osios, the letters, avoy. He wants to cause you pain and he wants to rob you of your identity. There never was a temple on that Temple Mount. And there never were two Bate Mikdash. No, they're going to deny the very existence, the very core essence of our being. It's not ki b'yitzah ki kar l'chazera. It's ki b'yishmol yikar l'chazera. They want to strip us of our very identity. And they're here to battle us. They're here to cause us to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what we find unique now is not just a battle against Yishmael. And we find that we're really battling Yishmael along with the media outlets, the dominating Christian religion, Rome, Edom, the last of the Golas, seems to be somewhat of a tag team effort against the Jewish people. And that needs a Hesbar that beckons our scrutiny. So let's turn to Arami Prague. Arami Prague, in chapter 21 of his Sefer Netzach Yisrael and his Sefer Ner Mitzvah, he's bothered, why do we not list the malchus, the kingship of Yishmael, alongside all the other Goliaths. We know about Mitzrayim, we know about Bavel, and we know about Yavon, Paros, and Madai, and we know about Esav, Edom, Romi. Why is Yishmael not listed as a separate to Malchus? Explains the Maral will offer two explanations. Number one, the Maral says that they're not really a Malchus. There is no kingdom called the Arab kingdom. There was a Babylonian kingdom with a ruler, with a king above them. There was Achashverosh who ruled over Paros and Madai, 127 Medinos. There was a head of an Edom. You had Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel. Yishmael is not its own independent Malchus. They're just a band of people who want to go ahead and wreak havoc all over the world. They don't have a Malchus, hence they're not enumerated along with the other Malchios that have afflicted the Jewish people. They're not the Bechina, a sense of Malchus. They don't have a kingdom, they don't have a specific land. It's not a Malchus that's taking over the Malchus of Klal Yisrael. And then the Maral says they also join themselves to other Malchios. And they share a lot of characteristics to Paros, Persia. Iran is where? Iran, Persia, all in the same geographic location. Amaral says, not only are they not their own independent Malchus, but they join together with all the Malchus. And you know what they do? They latch on to other kingdoms, anything that they can do to afflict the Jews, to rob them of their Jewish homeland, to rob us, Chalila v'chas, of Eretz Yisrael. Hence, they won't be listed as their own separate, their own independent Bechina classification of a Malchus. And that's the Maral and the Pachad Yitzchak. Chanukah, Maimer, Tzvav, and others elaborate on this idea. They always latch on to another Malchus. So here we have Yishmael. And we've spoken in the past over the years about the battle of Esav versus Yishmael. They want to rob us of our identity. They want to wreak havoc. They want to cause us pain. They want the Temple Mount. They want all of Eretz Yisrael. They're not ready for peace. They don't really show a serious interest in peace accords. But what's happening nowadays is that we're finding the media seems to be ignoring open facts, clear visions of what's transpiring, and yet they're in denial, cognitive dissonance, and they seem to be taking the side of the Arab world. What in the world is going on? So I heard Rav Moshe Shapiro Shlita quote in Arizal. It's in Arizal and Shara Psukim and Sefer Shmos. And the Arizal says that we are an Adam, Yevamos, Tapa 61a, Atem Kriyam Adam, Aveirum Asolam Kriyam Adam. We are called an Adam. We represent Klal Yisrael, the ultimate, the optimal sense of what an Adam is supposed to be, what a human being is supposed to be like. I mentioned in the past that the surgeon who was flown in to save a life-saving surgery to Rabbi Yosef Zatzal a number of years ago, I heard this from the Hasidic Yid who brought the surgeon in, Rav Zalman Silver, and he was in the room when the doctor said to him that your rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, is what the Pope ought to be. He is what the Pope should be. That's what a devout Christian said about Rabbi Yosef. We represent the tzura of what an Adam ought to be. But we have nations of the world that themselves seem to present an Adam that comes to wage war, to fight battles, ever so belligerently, against the Jewish people. An Adam versus an Adam. So listen to the Arizal. The Arizal says, who was the first Golos? The ones who gave more of a reverence, venerating the sense of kingship more than any others, Mitzrayim, Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, the ruler over the world. Paro, they represent the crown on the head. They want the Malchus, that's Mitzrayim, the crown. The Rosh, that's Bavel, the next in line. Bavel represents the head. The Adayim, Paros, and Madai. The Guf, who was all about the body, who played the first Olympics in the nude, and they worshipped the human body, that was Yavon. Yavon is the Guf, and then what's the bottom part of the Adam? The two Raglayim, one regal corresponds to Edom, and one regal, the other foot, corresponds to Yishmael. That's the Arizal. Who is fighting us in their koach haraglayim? Meaning what? In ikvasod the Mashiach. We are the lowest of the Adam. You had all the Marishan. He's the top, crowning glory, the other Sakadoshim. And then you work your way through the course of Jewish history, and you get to us in our generation. What are we? We're the heels. We're at the bottom of the Raglaim. We're Ikvas of the Mashicha. We're at the bottom of the totem pole. And what's called an Adam? And who's fighting us at the bottom of their Adam? The two Raglaim. Who's battling our Raglaim? Who wants to kick us up off our feet and not give us any leg to stand upon? It's going to be Edom on the right and Yishmol on the left. And Yishmol says what? I want to take away your Koach HaRaglayim. Yishmol Sheker ain't no Raglayim. We know the letters of Sheker. They only stand in one rocky foot. And they don't stand. Notice, Yishmol, does anyone know of one speaking part anywhere in the Torah that Yishmol ever utters a word? What a fascinating phenomenon. Yitzchok doesn't say too much, but he speaks. Everyone in the pages of Bereishis who plays a role in the Torah, they all have a speaking part. Yishmael never utters a word. You'll take a look. He never says anything on the page of the Torah. Why? Because he's a Bria of Sheker. And Sheker doesn't have any place in a Torah that's Torah Semes. Doesn't say a word in the pages of Chumash. Edom is the right leg. We know our right legs can still kick a ball. Our right legs can function. The left leg doesn't really function without the assistance of the right leg. Para Samada, your hands. Your right hand can do things and your left hand can do things. And when it comes to the legs, explains Moshe Shapiro, your left leg can only really accomplish what is joining forces with the right leg. Try hopping around with just your left foot. And Yishmael can't go ahead and display any sense of Malchus unless they latch on to Golas Edom. They need the media outlets, and they use propaganda day in and day out. The only way Yishmael, the left leg, can function against us in Ikvas of the Mashicha is when they join forces with the right leg. Who's the right leg? The Arizal told us. The right leg is Edom, is Romi. When they join forces and they say, let's convince the world, how are we going to get the Jews? They've been fighting us for years, and now it's only been in the last decade or so. We're going to use propaganda like never before. We're going to turn CNN and MSNBC and social media and Facebook and Twitters and Instagrams. So we're going to get the world all teaming up against the Jewish people. We're going to take events, and we're going to say how many Palestinians were killed today, even if they were the perpetrators of the knife attack. And Edom is following along. It's a plea atzuma. Because Yishmael knows the only way we can ever emerge in any way, shape, or form victorious over our Jewish counterparts as if we latch on to the Koach of Edom. So what we're noticing today is, yes, we're in the last of the Golios, what's called Golos Edom, Golos Romi, which are the descendants, the science of Esav, Christianity, the dominating religion of the world. But they are teaming off with Yishmael, and together they're trying to persecute the Jewish people. The two Raglayim are battling us in this period of Ikvas of Mashiach. But I want to close with the following unbelievable remnants. And this is what's taking place in the end of days. And this is an idea expressed by Rav Menachem Mendel Shmulov, a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, in his collected Ksavim, and he's quoting his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. This doesn't appear anywhere else in Sifri Hagra. It appears in newly found Ksavim. They were found on a shelf by an electrician. Now, years ago, manuscripts of Rav Menachem Mendel Shmulov, and they were subsequently printed as a two-volume set. And listen to this idea. And there's a posuk in Bamidbar, Perach of Aleph, posuk Yedaleh, and that talks about Akeni Amer B'Sefer Mechumas Hashem, and therefore it will be spoken about in the book of the Wars of Hashem, Es Vahiv B'Sufa, and Es Hanacholim Arno. Es Vahiv B'Sufa, so you see in the article, Stor Chumash, and all the basic commentaries, Es Vahiv means that it's spoken about Es Vahiv, the Vahiv, Rashi says, Yahiv is a matana to give, and the gifts that Hashem bestowed, meaning the miracles that Hashem gave us, Bisufa in Yam Suf, when we crossed the sea. Three miracles. And that's the literal understanding. But Chazal take a totally different perspective. Chazal tell us that when we traveled in the desert, there were Shnei Mitzaram, Hoyudav, Mahalchim, Bisof, Machane Yisrael. Throughout our sojourn in the desert, after we left Mitzrayim, there were two lepers. And the lepers' names respectively were Es and Vahev. Es Aleph Sof And behave, they were lepers. Now what's the din, the law by a Metzorah? A leper is sent Michutz L'Machaneh. They're not part of the Machaneh. They're kicked outside of the Machaneh. So they were following us. We're Vesufa, Vesufa at the end of the Jewish people. And what happened? Hashem, the miracles, the nations were hiding in the mountains. Hashem and the mountains come together and the blood is falling out and they see the great miracles. So they tell the Jewish people about what? About the great miracles that Hashem did in so many instances to save the Jews throughout their trek in the desert. Es Vahiv Besufa. And we have two people who were kicked out of the camp, who followed closely on the tails of the Jewish people. And in the end of days, what were they? Yes, they were kicked out of the camp. But they're the ones who said, at the end of the day, I'll look at the miracles that God performed for the Jewish people, even when we didn't see those miracles initially. Writes Rav Menachem Mendel Shklov, quoting the Vilna Gaon, at the end of days, before all the nations and ourselves included will praise Hashem like never before, we're going to have S and Vahiv persecute us. S is Gematria 1 in 400, 401. Vahiv as Vav, Hey, Vez Gematria 13. Together, that's 414. That's the Gematria of Jesus, the Hebrew name Yesho, Yesho Yun Shin Vav, and Muhammad, Muhammad, the head of Edom, Jesus, and the head of the Arab world, Muhammad, Yesho, and Muhammad, Gematria 414, equaling exactly S and Vav. Who's going to be the lepers following closely on the heels of the Jewish people, who are going to be looking what's happening to the Jews? And they're the ones, in the end of the day, who are going to sing Shira, because they're going to recognize that whatever we're trying to do to persecute the Jewish people, and the end of the day, Hashem will save them from both Edom and from Yishmael, both from Muhammad and from Yesho, and He's going to bring us Yeshua Gedolah. So how do we get there? What does Hashem want us to do? We have to be Makabel Omach HaShemayim. How we Makabel Omach HaShemayim? It starts with what? V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, writes the Vilna Gaon. Hashem says, you know the cure, you want to escape the fangs of Yishmael. V'yahavta, I want you to love me. V'yahavta, Vav, Hey, Vez, Tav. The Osios, the letters of S, Vahav. You want to combat S, Vahav, Gematria, Yesho, and Muhammad. Gematria 414, very simple, it comes down to one word, V'ahavta. Writes the Vilna Gaon, V'ahavta, if you love Hashem with all that you've got, you give Him over all of you. V'ahavta, Vav, Hey, Vez, Vav, Aleph, Hey, Vez, Tav, Osios, the letters of S, and Vahav. Keep loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Emet Hashem, we will go ahead and stand firmly and soundly on our two mighty legs, battling those two legs of Edom, the right leg, and Yishmael, the left leg. We're going to stand firmly, and that's why Dibra Yom Mashiach will be Omeid Al Raglav. He will stand firmly and strongly in his raglayim. You're trying to knock us off our feet, and at the end of the day, U.S. Vav, the Christian world and the Arab world, you're going to be the ones singing God's praises along with the Jewish people, because however much you followed behind, however much you tried to get us, we never stopped loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We always held steadfast onto the Ahavta, and the more we keep up the Ahavta, that's the way we're going to battle Es Vahiv Besufa, Yeshua and Machmen, and we'll be Zocha to Yeshua Gedolah. So let's eat, let's enjoy, and let's never stop loving Hashem Yisparach to bring us to a Geula Hasidah, Geula Shlema, B'mheira, V'yameinu, Amen.